Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. In addition to keeping an eye on what's happening on Capitol Hill, at the White House, and around the country, Scott, it's been a sad week in the nation's capital. Terrible, tragic crash here between an airplane and a military helicopter. Appears that there are no survivors.
Unfortunately, you had an American Airlines flight coming from Wichita, Kansas, and collided with a U.S. Army helicopter, which had three of our nation's heroes on board. And the authorities have said that there's no survivors. So turned in from a rescue operation to a recovery operation this week. And obviously, there's a lot of interest in Washington, D.C. on, you know, who may have been on the flight and why it happened. There's always been sort of a controversy over Reagan National Airport as it pertains to the heavy flight traffic that comes in and out of there. And it's a constant debate among Virginia's senators with really the rest of the United States Senate when it comes to how many flights are allowed and the perimeter rule and how far they can go. So I think there will be continued investigations. And, you know, coincidentally, this happened the same day that Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was confirmed, and he jumped into action, I think, pretty quickly and, you know, worked hard throughout the night of the crash with local authorities and first responders. And, you know, of course, at Club for Growth here, we extend our sincere condolences to all the victims and their families.
As do we here at American Radio Journal, and also prayers for the safety of the first responders who are involved in the recovery efforts. You mentioned, Scott, that Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, was confirmed this past week. A number of confirmations. Want to run through those?
Yeah, you know, and also the thing that's been sort of fascinating about these confirmations of Trump's cabinet secretaries is that most of them are getting pretty good bipartisan support. There obviously was the anomaly with that with Pete Hegseth last Friday, where he was confirmed 51-50 after Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote. But aside from that, this week we've seen Senate agreement in a bipartisan fashion to get a lot of these Trump cabinet officials confirmed. They came to a time agreement with the confirmation of Kristi Noem to be Secretary of Homeland Security. She was confirmed with several Democrats. Six Democrats voted for her. She got 59-34. And then the Senate moved along to the confirmation of the Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, and he got confirmed with 67 votes. You know, just a reminder, there's only 53 Senate Republicans. So to get 14 Senate Democrats is sort of a big deal, right? Then you move along, and Sean Duffy, when they broke the filibuster on him, it was agreed upon 97-0, but then his final confirmation was 77-22. It seemed like there was a lot of controversy related to this executive order that the Trump administration had issued freezing federal spending, and there was confusion among the senators on whether it applied to Medicare and Medicaid, or if it was just some of these smaller programs that, you know, really deserve investigation. I think President Trump gave a press conference this week and talked about $50 million in condoms for Hamas, of all people, and how these were being used not for sexual protection, but actually in the compiling of bombs and weapons. So a lot of big stuff going on, obviously, in Capitol Hill. We also had the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA. Lee Zeldin was confirmed with just a couple of Democrats. That one was 56-42. And we're seeing the confirmation now of the Secretary of Interior, Doug Burgum. A lot of listeners will remember he sort of looks like George Washington, and he gave it a run, sort of the college try for running for president against Donald Trump, but pretty quickly dropped out of that race and endorsed Trump and became a big-time surrogate for him. He was a former governor of North Dakota. And I think that's really what we're seeing right now is these highly qualified nominees almost coasting through the process, even if it's taking a little bit more time than the seven cabinet officials that we saw confirmed within the first 24 hours of the Obama administration. We're basically on pace to getting a dozen of his cabinet confirmed in the first 15 days of the administration. And hopefully that'll proceed to even more confirmations of some of these more lower level cabinets and, folks like Kash Patel, who he can't go through confirmation until Pam Bondi at the Department of Justice is confirmed. So there's sort of a process of Washington, D.C., and the way that the Democrats are slowing down the process has been, sort of a half-hearted attempt, if we're being honest. But it is good to see some bipartisan support. My former boss was the first senator confirmed. He was confirmed 99-0. That was Marco Rubio to be Secretary of State. And, we still do have some very, very controversial nominees, as the Democrats view them, when it comes to RFK Jr. to be Secretary of HHS, and also when it comes to ODNI with Tulsi Gabbard. Those are going to be some nominations I think are going to really, really be a challenge to get confirmed, but we're hopeful that they get through.
Very quickly here, Scott, House Republicans decamped from Washington, D.C. to a Trump property to discuss the way forward. What was that all about?
First of all, it wasn't a taxpayer-funded trip. The members had to pay their own way down. And this was a conference retreat, ultimately, where they're trying to find consensus on the reconciliation package that you and I have spoke about over the last couple of months to extend the Trump tax cuts and fortify our national security with border enforcement policies and money. It sounds like there was not a real consensus developed in these meetings. And I think what you're going to need in order to make sure that we don't have the largest tax increase in our nation's history and that we don't continue to have an immigration crisis is you're going to need leadership to step in and tell people that they're going to vote to support this. This is what the electoral mandate of 2024 means when it comes to America First policies. And I think that Donald Trump is very well positioned to be that leader to get these bills signed into law. But, there's a lot of concern, especially from the House of Representatives, where Republicans only hold 217 seats compared to 215 seats for the Democrats. This week, we also had the primary election for those two open races in Florida. Those are both safe seats. In the 6th District, we have Randy Fine, who's going to be the Republican nominee and will be elected to Congress. And over in the 1st District, where Matt Gaetz retired after he withdrew his nomination to be Attorney General, the Chief Financial Officer of Florida, Jimmy Patronis, has won the nomination, and he will advance to the special election and ultimately get elected in one of the safest seats of Florida. So that's an exciting time for the two of them. We congratulate them.
And we, of course, will be keeping a very close eye on talking as we look at these bills, one or two that will be going through Congress. Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, tell us a little bit about the Club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. If you want to learn more about our endeavor to preserve economic freedom, liberty, and opportunity, check us out at clubforgrowth.org, where you can sign up and become a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, as always, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.